Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Maimor by Avram Goldar and today Masechet Baba Basra Daf Samach Gimel, the fourth parak Hamocher is a bias. So the three tops are going to focus on. Number one, a brisa teaches that if a levy sells a field to Yisrael and stipulates Almanash Maisa Rishon Shali, the sale is with the condition that its Maisa Rishon is mine, Maisa Rishon Shalo, then the Maisa Rishon is his. If he said Li Uavanai, the sale is with the condition that the Maisa Rishon is mine and my children's after I die, Mace, Yitin Levanov. Then if he dies, the Israel gives a miser to his children. The Gemara wonders why this stipulation is effective. Ein adam makna davish lo bolohom. But a person cannot transfer ownership of something that has yet not come into existence. Since the miser doesn't exist, and he can't transfer it to someone else, how can he exclude it from the sale? The Gemara answers that since he made the condition to keep the miser, which would normally be ineffective, we say, shiur ishari lo mimko miser. He retained for himself the place of the miser, meaning ownership of the land for its future miser. Since the land exists, the condition is effective. Point number two, the above brisa taught that if an added term is ineffective as is, it's reinterpreted so that it should be effective. Rish Lakish says, Zoso Meres, this brisa teaches, Hamocha b'aisel chavir v'amrulot, that if one sells a house to his fellow and tells him, Amanash yediyute el yonishali, the sale is with the condition that the upper story is mine, meaning the roof enclosed with a 10 tefach fence, diyute el yonishalo, then the upper story is his. Since this additional stipulation is unnecessary because the Mishnah and Daf Samachalaf Amadalf taught that a seller retains such a roof anyway, it's interpreted to retain additional rights. The additional benefit is explained in two ways. Rosvid says, Shimratzu hotzi bazizim motzi. It means that if the seller wants to project beams from the roof, he may, although it extends into the airspace of the chatzer, which the buyer now owns, because the seller retains rights in the chatzer to project beams into it. Rapapa says, Shimratzu livnos ali al gaba bona. It means that if he wants to build an upper story on top of it, he may, meaning he may rebuild the roof if it collapses. And point number three, Rav Dimi from Narada said that if one sells a house, even if he wrote to include umka varuma, the depth and height of the house in the sale, he must write kenilach mitom ara va'ad rom rakia, acquire for yourself from the depth of the earth to the height of the sky, if he wants to include the house's pit in the sale. Writing the phrase umka varuma alone is insufficient. Normally, a buyer would not acquire the depth and height of the house itself. Rashbam explains that the seller would normally retain the right to dig under the house or build on top of it, provided it does not damage the house. Therefore, ahani umka varuma lemikne umka varuma. The additional clause, depth and height, is effective to transfer the house's depth and height to the buyer, but not its pits, which serve a different function than the house. The broader additional clause, mitahoma araba ad romer kia, is effective to transfer ownership of these pits, cisterns, and tunnels. The height of the sky does not add anything and is used merely to parallel the first phrase. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, a brisa teaches that if a levy sells a field to a Yisrael and stipulates, Almanash Maisa Rishon Shali, the sale is with the condition that its Maisa Rishon is mine, Maisa Rishon Shalo, then the Maisa Rishon is his. If he said, Li Uavanai, the sale is with the condition that the Maisa Rishon is mine and my children's after I die, Mace, Yitin Levanov. Then if he dies, the Yisrael gives a Maisa to his children. The Gemara wonders why this stipulation is effective. Ein adam makna davish lo bolohom. But a person cannot transfer ownership of something that has yet not come into existence. Since the miser doesn't exist, and he can't transfer it to someone else, how can he exclude it from the sale? The Gemara answers that since he made the condition to keep the miser, which would normally be ineffective, we say, shiur ishari lo mimko miser. He retained for himself the place of the miser, meaning ownership of the land for its future miser. Since the land exists, the condition is effective. Point number two, the above brisa taught that if an added term is ineffective as is, it's reinterpreted so that it should be effective. Rish Lakish says, Zoso Meres, this brisa teaches, Hamocha b'aisel chavir v'amrulot, that if one sells a house to his fellow and tells him, Amanash yediyute el yonishali, the sale is with the condition that the upper story is mine, meaning the roof enclosed with a 10 tefach fence, diyute el yonishalo, then the upper story is his. Since this additional stipulation is unnecessary because the Mishnah and Daf Samachalaf Amadalf taught that a seller retains such a roof anyway, it's interpreted to retain additional rights. The additional benefit is explained in two ways. Rosvid says, Shimratzu hotzi bazizim motzi. It means that if the seller wants to project beams from the roof, he may, although it extends into the airspace of the chatzer, which the buyer now owns, because the seller retains rights in the chatzer to project beams into it. Rapapa says, Shimratzu livnos ali al gaba bona. It means that if he wants to build an upper story on top of it, he may, meaning he may rebuild the roof if it collapses. And point number three, Rav Dimi from Naradar said that if one sells a house, even if he wrote to include umka varuma, the depth and height of the house in the sale, he must write kanilach mitom ara va'ad rom rakia. Acquire for yourself from the depth of the earth to the height of the sky if he wants to include the house's pit in the sale. Writing the phrase umka varuma alone is insufficient. Normally, a buyer would not acquire the depth and height of the house itself. Rashbam explains that the seller would normally retain the right to dig under the house or build on top of it, provided it does not damage the house. Therefore, ahani umka varuma lemikne umka varuma. The additional clause, depth and height, is effective to transfer the house's depth and height to the buyer, but not its pits, which serve a different function than the house. The broader additional clause, mitahoma arava ad romer kia, is effective to transfer ownership of these pits, cisterns, and tunnels. The height of the sky does not add anything and is used merely to parallel the first phrase. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Samach Gimel, and our standard Siman is a Segway, which is a two-wheel device that boys ride around on in the neighborhood. So here goes. The boy racing around on his Segway in a field that Alevi sold his father, on condition the Maisa Rishon is his, had to duck under the boards that were jutting off a roof the home seller kept for himself with the words, Amanashe Adiyote El Yona Shali, and was heading directly towards a pit that was included in the sale with the words, from the depth of the earth to the height of the sky. Once again, slow motion. The boy racing around on a Segway, that must be Moran Daf Samach Gimel. The boy racing around on a Segway in a field Alevi sold his father, on condition the Maisa Rishon is his, which reminds us, a Brisa teaches that if Alevi sells a field to a Yisrael and stipulates, Amanasha Maisa Rishon shall lead, the sale is with the condition that it's Maisa Rishon is mine, then the Maisa Rishon is his. If he says the sale is with the condition the Maisa Rishon is mine and my children's after I die, then if he dies, the Yisrael gives the Maisa to his children. The Gemara wonders why this stipulation is effective. But a person cannot transfer ownership of something that has yet come into existence. It answers that since he made the condition to keep the miser, which would normally be ineffective, we say he retained for himself the place of the miser, meaning ownership of the land for its future miser. Since the land exists, the condition is effective. So the boy racing around on a Segway in a field Alevi sold his father on condition the Maisa Rishon is his, had to duck under the boards that were jutting off a roof the home seller kept for himself with the words, Amanashi Hadiyote El Yona Shali, which reminds us, if one sells a house to his fellow and tells him, Amanashi Diyote El Yona Shali, the sale is with the condition that the upper story is mine, meaning the roof enclosed with a tent of a fence, then the upper story is his. Since this additional stipulation is unnecessary because a seller retains such a roof anyway, it's interpreted to retain additional rights. Zvid says, Shim Ratzel Hotzi Bazizi Motzi. It means that if the seller wants to project beams from the roof, he may, although it extends into the airspace of the chatzer, which the buyer now owns, because the seller retains rights in the chatzer to project beams into it. Rapapa has a different pshat. So, the boy racing around on a Segway in a field Alevi sold his father on condition, the Maisa Rishon is his, had to duck under the boards that were jutting off a roof the home seller kept for himself with the words, Almanashi Hadiyote El Yona Shali, and was heading directly towards a pit that was included in the sale with the words, from the depth of the earth to the height of the sky, which reminds us. Rav Dimi from Naradar said that if one sells a house, even if he wrote to include umka varuma, the depth and height of the house in the sale, he must write kanilacha mitahom ara va'ad roma rakia, acquire for yourself from the depth of the earth to the height of the sky, if he wants to include the house's pit in the sale. So once again, the boy racing around on a Segway in a field Alevi sold his father, on condition the Maisa Rishon is his, had to duck under the boards that were jutting off a roof the home seller kept for himself with the words, Almanashe Hadiyote El Yona Shali, and was heading directly towards a pit that was included in the sale with the words, from the depth of the earth to the height of the sky. All right, so now it's time for our four Ba'al Chazara. Daf Nun Tes, so the symbol of Daf Nun Tes is a knight in shining armor. So here goes. The knight in shining armor, that must be on Daf Nun Tes. The knight in shining armor who protested his neighbor from opening a window into his chatzer, where he practiced swordsmanship, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a discussion if a neighbor can protest a window above Dalet Amos. So the knight in shining armor who protested his neighbor from opening a window into his chatzer, where he practiced swordsmanship, and for sticking a beam into it which got in the way of his lance, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a discussion of a chazaka of aziz, a beam protruding into a neighbor's chatzer. So the knight in shining armor who protested his neighbor from opening a window into his chatzer, where he practiced swordsmanship, and for sticking a beam into it which got in the way of his lance, also protested a shutta from opening a window, even though he had a right in the chatzar, which reminds the Gemara discusses opening a window into a chatzar shutafin. A neighbor can say, until now, I only had to conceal myself while you were in the chatzar, but not when you were inside your house. Now, even when you're in your house, I need to conceal myself from you since you can view my activities through your window. Daf Samach. So the Simmer Daf Samach is smiley face stickers. So here goes. The people standing outside their tents, which had smiley face stickers on them, smiley face stickers, that must be on Daf Samach. The people standing outside their tents, which had smiley face stickers on them, since their openings did not face one another, which reminds the Gemara teaches not to open the opening of one's home opposite another opening, as derived from Bilam's bracha to Klal Yisrael, which was inspired when he saw that the openings of their tents were not opposite one another. So the people standing outside their tents, which had smiley face stickers on them, since their openings did not face one another, who put sad face stickers on their meat and wine bottles because of the churban, Beis HaMikdash, which reminds us of Rabbi Yeshua's discussion regarding the correct level of avelas for the churban, when he saw people refraining from eating meat and drinking wine since karbanos and nesachim are no longer brought. So the people standing outside their tents, which had smiley face stickers on them, since their openings did not face one another, who put sad face stickers on their meat and wine bottles because of the churban, Beis HaMikdash, were taught by a rabbi to leave over a small area without plaster opposite their entrances, and that they will eventually come to smile in the rebuilding of Yerushalayim, which reminds us Rabbi Yeshua gave over proper practices for mourning the Churban, such as leaving over an area in the front hall of a house that's not plastered, and teaching V'kol Masabal Yerushalayim, and anyone who mourns for Yerushalayim, Zoche V'Rob Simchasa, will merit to witness its ultimate rejoicing. Daf Samachov, so the simcha Daf Samachov is a saw, and we often use a magician doing a saw a person in half trick. So here goes. When the magician sold his house, which did not include the Yetziah, where he practiced his saw the man in half trick, saw the man in half? That must be learned off. Samachalov, saw. When the magician sold his house, which did not include the Yetziah, where he practiced his saw the man in half trick, which reminds us, the fourth parak begins, Hamocher Sabayis L'Machir Yetziah. One who sells a house does not automatically sell the extension, even if it opens into the house. In Bavel, Yetziah was interpreted as Afta, a low building adjacent to the house, used for the same dwelling function as the house. Rav Yosef interpreted it as Bitka Chalila, a similar structure with many windows made for beautification and cooling off. So, when the magician sold his house, which did not include the Yetziah, where he practiced his saw the man in half trick, because it was 4 amos wide and did not include the 3 amma pit either, which reminds us, the Gemara explains that a Yetziah must be 4 amos to be excluded from the sale of the house, as opposed to a bor, which can even be smaller and excluded. There, the house has its own function, and the pit has its own function. Since they serve different purposes, the pit is not included in the house's sale, even if it's smaller than dalet amos. Here, both the house and the extension have essentially the same purpose as a living area. Therefore, only if it's 4 square amos is it considered independently significant and excluded from the house's sale. So, when the magician sold his house, which did not include the Yetziah, where he practiced his saw the man in half trick, because it was 4 amos wide and did not include the 3 amma pit either, he used the money to purchase an apartment, which the seller described by using the walls of the entire building, which reminds us, Rav Nachman said that if one sold a house in the Bira Gadola, a large apartment building, even if he described it in the shtar, the boundaries of the property with the outer boundaries of the entire building, we say he merely widened the boundaries for him to identify the building, and not that he sold the entire building. Daf Samach Beis, so the symbol Daf Samach Beis is a submarine. So here goes. The submarine captain's submarine, that must mean we're on Daf Samach Beis. The submarine captain standing with the sailors on the shore with a map of a field marked with one boundary drawn long and one drawn short, which reminds us, the Gemara says, Matzah u'meitzer echad aruch u'meitzer echad katzar. If the sailor drew one boundary long and one boundary short, meaning he drew the entire length of the western boundary where the adjacent field belonged to one person and only half the eastern boundary, of which half the adjacent field belonged to one person and half to another, Rav says, l'kana el kenegar katzar. He only acquires the area which is opposite the short boundary, meaning the half of the field enclosed by both described boundaries. So the submarine captain standing with the sailors on the shore with a map of a field marked with one boundary drawn long and one drawn short, and another map of a field that had 3 boundaries drawn, leaving out the fourth, which reminds us, Amoraim discussed a case where 3 boundaries of a sold field were drawn, but the fourth boundary was not. Rav says, Kana kol chutzma meitzer revi. He acquires everything except for a furrow's width of the fourth boundary, which the seller retains. Shmuel says he even acquires the fourth boundary because it did not need bare mentioning. Rav Asi says, O kana el telem echad al pnei kula. He only acquires a single furrow's width around the entire field along the 3 drawn boundaries. So the submarine captain standing with the sailors on the shore with a map of a field marked with one boundary drawn long and one drawn short and another map of a field that had three boundaries drawn, leaving out the fourth, told them if they succeeded in the mission, he would give them half the land I own in a land he had a partnership in, which reminds us, Rubba said that if a partner of a field wrote in a star of sale, Palga the Isli Ba'ara, I am selling half that I own in the land, Palga, then half the land is sold, meaning the partner's entire portion. If he wrote Palga Ba'ara the Isli, half in the land that I own, Riba, then a quarter of the total land is sold, meaning half the partner's portion. In the first case, he sold the half which he owns, whereas in the second case, he sold half of the land which he owns, and thus sold a quarter of the land. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do we discuss the Chazaka of Amarzev, a drain spout? That's on Dav? Nunches. Good. Number two, which stuff do we discuss what the din is if the seller drew one boundary long and one boundary short? That's on Dav? Samach Beis. Good. Number three, which of the when a person will not protest his partner doing temporary activities in their courtyard, such as placing metaltling there? That's on Dav? Nun Zayin. Good. Number four, which stuff do we discuss the chazaka of a beam protruding into a neighbor's chotzer? That's on Dav? Nun Tes. Good. Number five, which stuff do we discuss a house sold with the additional stipulation of Menashe Diyute El Yonah Shali? That's on Dav? Samach Gimel. Good. Number six, which stuff do we learn that when one sells a house, the Yetziah is not included? That's on Dav? Samach Aleph. Good. Number seven, which stuff do we discuss what happened when Rebbe Menah entered Maris Machpelah? That's on Dav? Nun Ches. Good. Number eight, which stuff do we discuss writing Mitahom Ar Va'ad Romer Kia in the sale of a house? That's on Dav? Samach Gimel. Good. Number nine, which of the one that one should not open a doorway opposite another doorway, as derived from Bilam's bracha? That's on Dav? Samach. Good. Number 10, which stuff do you discuss a case where three boundaries of a sold field were drawn, but the fourth boundary was not? That's on Dav? Samach Beis. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.